Good morning, Internet. This is Steven from The Daily Goat Show, and this is the very first Goatcast. So basically just a podcast for the website. And I'm going to start it off by talking about something that I wrote about a little while ago, which I still feel is relevant because I still feel the same way about it. And that is side quests, and are they getting out of hand? Now, don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good side quest, and they go a long way in adding to the overall experience of the game itself. However, Dragon Age Inquisition got me thinking about them since they are unavoidable in that game. So let's start off by talking about my experience so far. And here it is. Let me set the stage. So I was 3 missions away from completing the main story, and as far as I was concerned, the game. I'm the type that once I complete a main quest line in a game and the credits roll, typically I'm done. If I wanted to complete certain quests, I would have. Dragon Age is no different in that respect. However, it forces you to complete side quests to earn power points, and you kind of use those as currency to buy, in quotation marks, the main quests. I saved up a lot of points, and I marathoned through some of the main quests, and I got wrapped up in the new plotline, and I couldn't wait to see what was next. Except that I needed to grind out 50 more power points to get to the next mission. So, you know, I get it. It helps make sure that you're at the right level for that mission. And as you progress in any role-playing game, you're going to need to be at a higher level to complete the later, harder missions or quests. My issue is that it took a good 2 hours to grind that out. Now, what's 2 hours when you've already played 40, right? Well, to me, that was 2 hours too much. I was engaged, I was ready to take on the next challenge, but I couldn't. So after playing the game for 40 hours, I'm ready to see the end of it. I loved the game. It had been great up to that point, but I was ready to complete it and move on to another adventure. So in order for me not to have to do this again, I decided to pull up a walkthrough, and I saw that I needed at least 90 more power points to unlock the rest of the missions. At least the rest of the ones I needed for the main plot. So I decided, well, I'm going to spend the next few hours just grinding out all those points so I can just run the last few missions completely uninterrupted. And so that's what I did. I spent a couple hours, I grinded out 90 points, and I just bam, 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 took care of the last few missions, and that was that. Now, I realize that the griping that I have for side missions is really based on how I like to take in and enjoy my games. You know, I don't need to search every nook and cranny. I don't need to exhaust every line of dialogue or find every last item. And I realize that I will miss out on a lot by not doing that. But I figure as long as I enjoy my experience and my time with the game, then I don't really see the difference. You know, games are very personal, and 10 people playing the exact same game are going to have 10 completely different experiences. Even a game like, say, Mario, which there's really not much branching out in that game. There is some with the warp tubes and such, but even a game like that, you know, it's very set in how you play the game. People are going to have different experiences playing that. So I enjoy Dragon Age, but I do wish the balancing of the missions were a little bit different and not reliant on the point system that requires grinding it out. You know, I think back to the PlayStation 1 days and Final Fantasy, for example, where if you could make it to an area or a boss, then you could give it a shot and then decide if you need to grind it out to level up or if you could just stick with it and see if you could beat the boss as you were. Now, technically, you could grind out a lot of points and unlock missions and attempt them under leveled in Inquisition, but it still requires grinding by default to get those points, and you will level up just kind of by playing the game and doing that. But I think at the end of the day, it just feels like the system artificially inflates the playtime of the game. The side quests themselves are hit and miss. Some I really enjoy, others feel like a waste of time. But I find I almost have to complete most of them to grind out the points. I much prefer when the side quests are exactly that. They're a side quest, something you can do if you want to get deeper into this lore and story of the universe. But collecting scraps of cloth so I can progress just seems more like work than fun. So I was very excited to finish all the chores I had with Inquisition, and I got back into the game, and the main story definitely had me excited to see how it ended. The core gameplay was great, and it was definitely good enough to keep me going. I admit that I did put it down for a few days because I was tired of the scavenger hunts. Of course, that did allow me to pick up South Park The Stick of Truth, which was a huge breath of fresh air in terms of a short, fun, and engaging, I'm going to call it an RPG light. And in that regard, I guess I should say thanks to all that grinding, because it introduced me into a new game that I'd been wanting to play, but just hadn't picked it up, and I hadn't played until then. So in that case, thanks Dragon Age, and thanks for your side quests. Now, I'll tell you, a game that did side missions right was Metal Gear Solid 5 with the optional missions that it had, because a lot of those were actually main missions. So you had your main story missions, but then you had your side ops, and the side ops actually impacted the game in a big, meaningful way. Now, I know a lot of side missions in other games will do that, but for me, I never felt satisfied with completing side missions the way that I did with Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. So I really like the structure that they had set up there. And I've mentioned before, you know, similar to Peace Walker, so I knew going in that the side missions were going to play a big role in the game's overall story the same way that they did in Peace Walker. So I definitely want to applaud Metal Gear Solid 5 for doing side missions that way. So that is the GOATcast for this week. It is short and sweet, as they probably will be for quite a while now. I want to thank you for listening. If you liked it, let me know. If you disliked it, that's cool too. Just let me know what I can do better. I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for listening.